professor of applied soil ecology with the University of Manitoba, says the environmental footprint of pork production has been dramatically reduced over the past five decades. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Saskatchewan's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
On behalf of Swine Innovation Pork, scientists plan to examine the environmental footprint of Canadian pork production. Dr. Mario Tenuta, a professor of applied soil ecology with the University of Manitoba, says a study conducted in the United States, which looked at pig production from 1959 to 2009, showed how pigs are produced and the environmental footprint of pig production have changed a lot.
The amount of meat produced per animal went up. The animals are just much more larger. The animals grew faster, so it didn't take as much time to rear an animal to market weight. The feed use changed drastically, where it went from wheat and corn predominantly to today using some byproducts such as soybean meal and dried distiller's grain. Land use changed quite a bit because corn is a major feed ingredient, and the productivity of corn has just skyrocketed, so there was great efficiency there. Chemical use in terms of pesticide use went down as well. Water use has changed in barns. We've gone to much more efficient waterers. Manure production has changed from moving from more solid to almost completely liquid handling or slurry-based systems. And then the bottom line for carbon dioxide emissions or greenhouse gas emissions actually is quite a reduction in terms of emissions per amount of meat product produced.
Dr. Tenuta says the Swine Innovation Pork Project will look at the resources required to produce both the pigs and the feed the pigs consume to determine the overall environmental footprint of pork production. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.